And first, I'd like to say thank you to the committee for asking me to do this. It's definitely an honor and privilege to be able to come here and share. Thank you. With you. You know, I don't generally like the topic of gratitude because I got clean in November, and so November is Thanksgiving month. It's the month of gratitude, and it starts in November, the topic. Sometimes it starts a little before, like in October, and every meeting I go to that seems the topic is on gratitude. Then it goes through November, then they figure Christmas or the holidays and New Year's, and it's always, and then by February, I can't stand the topic, I want to vomit. So, and it's usually, the other thing I find, it's usually the first thing, well, when I got here, it was the first thing I learned, was gratitude. So it's a very, it's always like a newcomer topic. And I don't mean that insulting, it's just what, it's like the first thing that comes out. You know, but and I got here and I heard that a grateful addict will never use, and which tells me that I need to always stay in gratitude. And, you know, for me, gratitude really isn't just saying gratitude, and it's not, I mean, it's definitely a feeling, but for me, gratitude's really an action. And it's what do I do with my gratitude? You know, I was told, that's really annoying. I got to tell you, it's really very annoying when there's noise. Like, it's bad enough, the door. And I so, like, just try to let God just take over and share, and then the phone rings, and it just goes out the window. My whole concentration, my whole train of thought just goes somewhere else. whatever, perilous. I got clean. There were no cell phones, except for those big things I used to carry around my brick. and pagers, right. So, you know what? I came here, and I didn't come to NA to stay here one day at a time to be happy, joyous, and free. That sounded like my worst nightmare. I just really wanted the pain to stop. I wanted to come here and learn to... I came here, I figured if I cleaned out for 30 days, I'd learn how to get high again, where it was one-time fun. And by coming here, I found out that I suffered from the disease of addiction, and it was not the 10th or the 100th one that was going to kill me. It was the first one. And, you know, when I got here, I hated you, I hated me, and reality scared the shit out of me. I knew nothing about gratitude. I knew nothing about being free of who I was. I was like locked inside of I was a prisoner of my own image. My image of thinking that I was a tough guy and wanted you to believe that I ate nails for breakfast and that blood ran through my veins and that I'd had no feelings. And I you know, I didn't want you to really know that I had any feelings. And, you know, it's staying here, and I was about 45 days clean, and I started to have a desire to stay here. And I started thinking of the consequences of my using, and that's really what kept me here, is not that if I picked up and that it would kill whatever I didn't want to feel at the moment, but where was it going to take me? And I didn't want to go back to that again. You know what, I got clean once by the grace of God in this fellowship and November 22nd, 1985, and I haven't found a reason good enough that I needed to use behind that. And you know what, I didn't know that if I know that I could go back out and use at any time, I doubt that I have another recovery in me. You know, and I used to hear that it's easier to get up clean than to try to have to get clean. And over the years, I've seen many, many people that have disappeared, whether they die, whether they get locked up for the rest of their lives, whether they turn into vegetables, whether they live out in the street again. But a lot of people don't come back. So I would rather just do what I need to do to stay here. But, you know, somewhere along the line, as a result of working steps, having a sponsor, developing relationships here, I've had friendships in this program for over 20 years. I had a friend that was in a meeting earlier that was talking about how we've, you know, known each other. We've been friends for over since I'm here. You know, he's got 24 years and I have 22 and a half. And, you know, when we've shared our lives together, we've been to funerals together, we've been to weddings together, we've celebrated anniversaries, you know, we've had the joys and the sorrows and the ends of relationships and the beginning of news. And that's what happens here, you know, by coming around and having people in my life, I have a lot of relationships and have people in my life that I truly love. And you know what, over the years and from working steps, I've had a profound personality change. Those that know me, you know, it took me a long time to become more of who I am. And, you know, I was 8.5 years clean, and I first started to smile in public, and I started to actually let people see that I could have a good time in public. And I started to make eye contact, and I started to actually say, how are you, and like, even listen to an answer instead of how you doing, and I just would keep going, because if I didn't look you in the eyes, I didn't really have to talk to you. And I started really making eye contact with people, and I started to let people know that, you know what, I was starting to realize that I was a nice person. You know, somewhere along the line, I didn't want to hurt people's feelings anymore, and I didn't want to be intimidating to everybody anymore. I really had a major change in my life and my whole being at 8.5 years clean. But, you know, before that, I had a sponsor. I'd go to a meeting, and we used to smoke in meetings. We'd have ashtrays, and I'd be drinking coffee and smoking cigarettes. And I had a sponsor that told me that, you know, I needed to empty the ashtray. I needed to put my chair away. I needed to throw away my cup. And that was a part of service. And what I was learning and what I realized later is that is part of my gratitude. My gratitude is that, you know, I'm so grateful to be sitting in a meeting, and I didn't have to use for that hour. And for that 1 hour out of 24 hours, I felt okay and I felt safe. That, you know what, I needed to, like, be a part of, and I needed to give back. And that the person that walks in the door, I believe that our responsibility coming here is to be here for the newcomer, is to be there for the person that is an old timer that's in pain today. To be there for the person is to get out of my self-centered disease and be there for another human being and really pay attention to who needs something today and get out of myself. And that is my gratitude. You know, my gratitude is to freely give back what's been so freely given to me. It is to do service. I got involved in H&I when I was new, and I still do H&I. I drive sometimes when I'm getting to where I go. At the time of day that I get there, it takes me an hour to get to the facility, and it's a maximum security women's prison I go to. And it takes me 45 minutes to get home. And sometimes it takes me over an hour in there to hang out, because by the time I get cleared and by the time I get in there and the whole process, and you know what? I love it. I love going in there. I love coming out even more. And it's so, you know what, and it's just so fulfilling for me. And, you know, the first few times I used to go there, I didn't feel real grateful that I was leaving there. I felt really kind of weird. I don't know if it was sad, or I had a lot of compassion and empathy, because they were all in there for doing shit that I'd done, you know, and I was sitting here and had an opportunity to be in a meeting outside, and they were fortunate enough to be in there and alive to have a meeting brought in there, but they were in there, you know, and some of them for a very, very long time. And you know what, and that's part of my gratitude. You know, I take what I have, what I have learned here, and I practice it in all my affairs. And my gratitude shows in how I am in my neighborhood, how I am a neighbor, how I live my life, how I am a productive member of society, how when I go into a grocery store that I don't kill people when I'm standing online. You know, that I'm patient and I'm tolerant and I'm considerate. And when I have a full basket of stuff and some dude comes up and, somebody comes with like two or three things in their hand, and I say, why don't you go in front of me? You know, because that's it really comes out of a place for me of that I feel so good for what I have that I can freely give back in every area of my life, no matter where I am. I don't have to be sitting in a meeting for, you know, 1 hour a day that I'm just going to give back. It's how do I really show that I'm grateful, that I'm not using today, that I'm not feeling waking up in the morning or coming to in the morning feeling like a piece of shit, and that I don't walk around all day like a piece of shit because I felt like a piece of shit. You know, I felt like I had no self-esteem at all. I felt worthless. I had no self-respect. You know, I didn't open my blinds in my house. I didn't clean my house. I was a mess. I was a mess. And today, you know, I get up in the morning. The first thing I do is I open my blinds, and I'm a respected person in my neighborhood. My neighbors love me, and I have a nurse lives across the street from me. I got nuns living next door to me. And you know what? They all really like me there. I have one of the nicest homes, the nicest yard on the block. And, you know, I go to work today, and I'm respected in my industry. It's just, you know, my mom recently had fallen, and my mom's 83, and she fell, and she's ended up in the hospital. And you know what? And I have so much gratitude for my mom, and that she's been in my life and very supportive of me and my recovery. And you know what? I just dropped everything, and I was able to be there for her. And I was sitting in there, and her husband, I had a whole incident with her husband, and you know, and he's 90, and he's got his own stuff, and he's very controlling. And you know what? I got very upset because he didn't tell me what happened, and it's a long story that I'm not going to get into. But anyway, I was sitting in the hospital room, and I'm thinking to myself that I'm so grateful that I'm clean and that I'm in recovery and that I have principles in my life today, because I wanted to punch him in the face. You know, I sent my sponsor a text one day, and I said, can I hit him now? You know, and she wrote me back, no, leave the room. And I was like, okay. And you know what? I'm so grateful that I can be, you know, I can have some discretion, and I can know right from wrong, and I can just really do the right thing today. You know, I feel good today about who I am. And I owe it all to Narcotics Anonymous. If I didn't come in here and stay here and do the work, but see, I do the work, and I continue to do the work, and I just want to get better. You know, I still want to get better. I don't want to ever think I arrived. I don't want to be non-teachable. I always want to stay teachable. I call my sponsor all the time. I walk around still dazed and confused. I don't know how to live life the way life still shows up. Give me new situations or areas that I got an area that is just a thorn in my side, and I get lost, you know, and I need to call people, and I call my sponsor a lot, you know, and if I didn't have recovery in my life, I wouldn't be able to do any of these things. I'd never have a shot. You know, I went to a meeting the other night, and it was a late meeting. And it ended with a burning desire, three burning desires, and they were all people that were suffering and in pain, and the meeting was going to end, and I had to raise my hand, I couldn't see the meeting ending with three people like with no hope. It was like they were all like lost, and I just raised my hand, and I said that I learned that, you know, I don't end a meeting in a problem. That meetings are ended in solutions. And I shared that there's hope. As long as I don't use, there's always hope. Once I pick up, there's no hope. It's like that door just shuts, and the light, there is no light at the end of that tunnel anymore. And I didn't care if they got pissed at me. I mean, the chairperson wouldn't even look. She was like this, not even look. And I didn't care. It was like, you know what? If they get pissed, I'm not here for a social life, and I'm not here for a popularity contest, you know, and I just needed to share what I've learned to share. And you know what, I have a great life today, even though sometimes things, like I struggle in my areas, my life is awesome. I've been like very excited about life. People tell me, you know, I was talking to Dean about that on the way up here. You know, someone told him he was glowing, and like people tell me all the time I'm glowing, and I don't have no man in my life, you know. And I'm not glowing because of that. I'm, you know what? I'm like really excited about life. I'm excited about my life. I'm excited about my home. I'm excited about the people in my life. I'm excited to go somewhere that I have no idea where I'm even going. You know, I'm on a journey. I don't know where I'm going to. I just know that I'm excited to be here. You know, and it's a result of staying here, being in recovery, being the best person I can be today, being there for people, having people that I sponsor in my life, having my sponsor in my life, and just being able to have compassion for another human being, to be excited for another person's life, to be happy because another person is happy. I used to hate people that were happy, you know, I love it today, you know, and what a blessing. So I have a lot of gratitude. You know, there's a guy that I listen to that sometimes, he's always shares, whenever he says his name, he goes, I'm a grateful addict, and I say that because I was told the grateful addict will never use. Well, but he doesn't do anything with it. That's all he says. You know, and that's why I say it's action. It's like, you know what? It's what do I, you know, it's I need to show how I'm grateful. And one of the recent ways I show I'm grateful is that it's way past my bed. No, it's not really way past. But I'm tired. I've been in three workshops this afternoon. And this has been a great convention. I've had a great time. I've been in great meetings. And you know what? I guess that's all I have. So thank you.